With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Four American service members are dead after a U.S. KC-135 refueling aircraft crashed in Iraq. Two other crew members survived. U.S. Central Command, which oversees the Mideast, said the crash followed an unspecified incident involving two aircraft in friendly airspace and that the other plane landed safely. President Trump posted a new threat to Iran's leaders on his social media website early this morning, promising stepped-up military action. Meanwhile, Gulf countries neighboring Iran came under fire overnight.
In Oman, a drone crashed into an industrial area, killing two foreign nationals and injuring several others. The United Arab Emirates and Kuwait also responded to a barrage of missiles and drones. In central Dubai, debris from an intercepted projectile hit the facade of a building, a minor incident, authorities said. In Kuwait, drones hit the airport again, resulting in some damage. Qatar also intercepted an attack last night.
That's the BBC's Barbara Platt Usher reporting. Pro-Iranian hackers are now targeting sites in the Middle East and starting to stretch into the U.S. during the ongoing war.
Hackers supporting Iran claimed responsibility for a significant cyber attack against a U.S. medical device company. They've also tried to penetrate cameras in Middle Eastern countries to improve Iran's missile targeting and targeted data centers in the region. National security and cybersecurity experts say Iran's government will look to leverage its cyber capabilities against the military dominance of the United States. American ports, wastewater treatment plants, and power stations are among the most likely targets. Keith Peters, Washington.
Court documents show that the gunman at Old Dominion University yesterday had previously been convicted of aiding a terrorist organization. This is SRN News. Britons are worried about the decline of Christianity.
A new poll from Whitestone Insight finds 52% of British people say they believe the country's ongoing slide away from the faith of its fathers will negatively impact future generations. Only 19% of respondents say they think the decline would be good for the country. The survey also reveals nearly 60% of Britons think that Christianity has something to offer the country, either as moral guidance or in practical day-to-day influence. Michael Harrington reporting.
For more than a century, Utah has kept gambling almost entirely out of the state. In a new battle, Utah is on the verge of enacting a law intended to undercut so-called prediction markets like Kalshi and Polymarket, which allow anyone with a smartphone to wager on anything. Republican Governor Spencer Cox says they are putting a casino in the pocket of every single American. We're going to make sure this doesn't happen in our state. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates have ticked higher once again.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to just over 6.1%. The average rate is now back to where it was 5 weeks ago, not far from its lowest level in 3.5 years. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, but generally follow the trajectory of the 10-year Treasury yield, which lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. That yield has moved higher as the war in Iran stokes inflation fears among bond market investors. I'm Alex Vega.
In a bid to stabilize global energy markets, the Trump administration has temporarily lifted sanctions on Russian oil shipments. European leaders oppose the move. The man accused of killing Charlie Kirk on a Utah college campus due back in court today. A state judge is weighing whether certain documents and proceedings in the case should be open to the public. More details at srnnews.com.